Assured Financial Planning on Stray FM's Family Show.
What would you like to do when you retire?
All I can think is be warm on a beach somewhere and have no worries.
Probably watch a lot more rugby than I do right now as well. And do more cycling.
I think I would like to just relax, put my feet up and relax and watch a good movie.
I would be sat on a beach every day in the sun, away from cold snow and everything.
Probably spend my children's inheritance and travel around the country, I think, in a nice camper van with my wife, around the coast of the whole UK.
Lots of walking, just relaxing, reading, staying away off social media and the internet.
Today on Stray FM's Family Show, we are very much talking about the future and potentially a very, very exciting future. In the studio with me, I have Russ Hurst. Hello, Russ.
Hello, Beth.
So when I say we're talking about a very exciting future, sort of expand on that for me. What does that mean?
So what we do is we help people see what they want to do with their future in retirement. And we work out with them when they can stop work and go and do all those things.
And what are some of the common things that people want to do? I have a few things in my mind. It's a long time till I retire, but I have got a few things I'd really like to do once I've finished work. What are some of the most common things?
Well, one of the obvious ones is always travel. People want to travel. Mm-hmm. Not everybody, but quite often. People want to buy a holiday home, an apartment or a villa. I've had one couple who want to buy a new canoe.
Oh,
they're very outdoory.
What stage in life do you tend to meet people and start that planning process with them?
Usually, the people who are thinking of this quite clearly are late 40s, early 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that point, they can see retirement. They can see a date in their mind's eye. They can see when it's going to happen. And they start to worry about it. Have I got enough? When can I go? What will my retirement be like? So we go through a process of working with each client, and it's not initially about what they've got. It's about what they want to spend each year in retirement. We then marry that with what they do have, any investments they've got, and we see if there's a shortfall. And then we'll say, you do another 5 years and you've got enough. You've got enough now, why are you still working? And some people like work. They don't want to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also important to keep working into late life, in my view, in some way, to keep the brain active.
Have you got anything that you'd love to do?
Well, we're kind of doing it at the moment. We have a camper, so a camper van. So we trek around the UK a little bit, but we'd like to go around Europe.
Do you need a bigger camper?
No, not at all.
No. Okay.
Bob's fine.
Is he your Bob? Oh, I love that. That must be such a passion for you to meet all those different people, and everyone must have a different passion like that for camper Bob and whatever it is that they want to go and do.
Everybody that I sit down and have that initial conversation with is different to the previous one and the next one and the next one. And sometimes you have to deliver a message which, you know, is not necessarily what the client wants to hear. So that brings me to the point that I will always tell them the truth about their money. In other words, if you haven't got enough, I will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I won't let you labour under the misbelief that you've got enough, everything's fine. I tell them as it is.
So there definitely has to be a sense of realism. You're not going to say to somebody, you can afford to do all these things if they can't.
No.
How often does someone come to you with a plan thinking, I know this is ridiculous, I won't be able to afford this? And actually, with a bit of help from yourself in Assured Financial Planning, you can make that happen.
Surprisingly often. Usually, we will have an initial conversation about, you know, how you've got where you are, but talk to me about your future. What is it that you want to do? And then just tell me the one overriding financial objective in retirement that you might have. What is the one thing that you really would love to do? Oh, I'd really like a villa, but I'm not sure if we can, you know, you get that. So we take that information of what they want to do. We take information about what they've got. We put it into some fairly complicated software that we plug different rates of return and so on. Conservative, we're not looking to shoot the stars out with investment returns. It's very low. And then we see if they can afford it. And if they can, we go back and deliver the news and, you know, the smile on their face is very nice.
I bet it is.
Not always, but if you can deliver... then, you know, it's very rewarding.
And I guess this is a good time of year to have a think about that as well. You know, new year, everybody tends to think a little bit about their future and what they've got planned for 2019 or in this case, beyond. What's the first step then, Russ? How do they get in touch with you and have that first conversation?
Well, the first step is always, let's have a cup of coffee and a chat, literally. Just tell me about yourself. The first meeting is always, always about the client and nothing but the client. There's no cost for that. You know, it's just something that you need to go through to see whether that person is suitable for us as well as us being suitable for that person. So it's a two-way thing.
Okay, how do they get in touch?
Well, we have a website, assuredfinancialplanning.co.uk, and they could give us a call, Harrogate 58 11 33, and you know, I'd be happy to have a chat. But what I would say to anybody who doesn't do that, talk to somebody about this, even if it's not us, because you need to know this kind of thing.
Russ, thank you so much for coming in.
You're very
welcome.
Thank
you for inspiring us with some really great retirement plans for the future. AssuredFinancialPlanning.co.uk. People can have a look at what you're all about and arrange to have that coffee and a chat. And just before we go, we do need to mention that Assured Financial Planning is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Thank you, Russ.
Thank you.
Assured Financial Planning on Stray FM's Family Show.